O God, bless our offering this night. You bring us hope, you bring us peace, you bring us love. We find all of that in our hearts, and we ask for new knowledge of your continuing care. May our gift this night be given to give hope and peace and love to those who are hurting, those who are in need, and those who you also bless. Be with our gifts this night. Amen.
Thank you.
Let us pray. O Lord, be in our hearts and in our understanding. Open us up to your word so that we may truly be faithful in our living. This we ask in Christ's name. Amen. Christmas is often a time filled with so many memories, right? Especially memories of people we have loved. And maybe this season, someone has come to your mind, someone who is alive only in your memory now. And if that is the case, and I know it's the case for many of us, if not most of us, if that's the case, I would like to ask you a question. I would like to know that if I were to say to you, tell me about the person that you remember, you would have an answer. You would be able to share how that person made an impact on your life. Let's say it was maybe a grandfather. Okay, for example. Now, would you tell me about your grandfather by saying this? Well, my grandfather had a huge impact on my life. He was bald. He had a little bit of gray hair. He wore glasses. He was 5 feet, 10 inches tall. He never liked to talk on the phone. He always wore black shoes, never brown. He was a Yankees fan to the day he died. He ate oatmeal every morning, and I miss him a lot. I don't think you would say something like that. If we were good friends, I would be very bold and say to you, did that grandfather actually make a huge impact on your life? Perhaps you might welcome instead the opportunity to share a memory of your grandfather with me. And perhaps tears might actually come to your eyes, and you may say something along the lines of, here is what I remember about my grandfather. I remember when I was 12 years old and he took me to a Yankees game for the first time. I couldn't believe it. It was so exciting, but what was so wonderful was that I had all of his attention. He wanted to know all about me as we sat there in those seats. He wanted to know not only what I liked on my hot dog, but also what I liked in school and what I wanted to be when I grew up. We even sat in silence for a while together, especially when his favorite pitcher went on the mound and I noticed how his eyebrows would raise and he leaned forward in anticipation. And you know, my eyebrows raise and I lean forward to this day. I miss him a lot. His goal in life was always to take in all that life offered, and I find that is true for me. My point is what you already know. We want to share something so important to our human experience, especially our human experience of others. We tell stories. Information is important. Bullet lists are important. News, especially truthful news, is important, right? But tell me what quickens the heart. Tell me what speaks far beyond facts, especially about how we want to be in the world and how we want to value what we value. What particular combination of words touches us deeply, and often in ways that we can't quite put our finger on it, but we know something goes on inside of us, and we are on a journey that begins, and it has a middle, and it actually never quite ends. Something so intangible happens to the depths of who we are, And we begin to uncover somehow the meaning of existence. Right? I'm talking about the power of stories. And we're not talking about fanciful tales here. Again, we are talking about connections of meaning, connections that can only be made through the telling of a story. So it's no accident that we talk about the nativity story. We don't talk about the nativity account or the nativity information or this is what happened when Jesus was born. We talk about the nativity story, and for very good reason. And it's not just because there's a beginning. Well, there was a census that was taken for purposes of taxation, and Mary and Joseph needed to go to Bethlehem. It's not just because there's a middle to the story. And Mary delivered her child, and she laid him in a manger because there's no room in the inn. And it's not just because there's an end to the story. Kings came from the east and brought their gifts to the manger side. No. It's like, because we know that any good story has only a temporary ending, doesn't end with a punctuation mark. It's a story that lives within us and continues to bring us along with it. It stays close, impacting how we live and how we want to live. I think this is what Clarissa Piccoli Estes means when she says, stories set the inner life in motion. Or what the German literary critic Walter Benjamin meant when he said, a story is different from information. It does not expend itself. It preserves and concentrates its strength and is capable of releasing it even after a long period of time. So this Christmas Eve, 2017, let's reflect together on what the story of Jesus' birth continues to do inside all of us after all these years. How it does its work. Can we somehow name the names and the ways that it never expends itself? Can we somehow name the way it's sort of like a time release capsule? No? Capable of releasing strength over a long period of time. Let me share with you a few ways that I see this story working inside of me. And then maybe you can see how that is for you. What makes it real for you? Jesus' birth story breaks through my ironclad defenses, the defenses that resist the idea that God shows up in vulnerability. A baby born in a manger? Who would have thought? Jesus' birth story opens up for me the way I need to see how real power truly is vulnerability, and that is strength. Jesus, God with us, in the form of a baby, is surrounded by all that is so earthly and ordinary. And I feel that shock to my system. I don't know if you do as well. For it's saying here the ordinary and the earthly actually has such a sacramental value. And that is a learning that I am just growing into day in and day out. Jesus' birth story tells me that I need to speak for the voiceless, For those who are the innocent, the fragile in society, for those who cannot advocate for themselves. Jesus' birth story reminds me that God is into reversals of the ordinary ways that we see things. Jesus, the fulfillment of Mary's words. God has scattered the proud, and the imagination of their hearts has filled the empty with good things. Jesus' birth story reminds me of even something more, that we will always have light to light our way. The star shone so brightly. There is no darkness that shuts God out. We have light to light our way, even if it feels like just such a distant star out there in an unending huge sky. Whatever uncertainty we face, whatever fear, whatever despair, we can look to the brightness of God's eternal love leading us onward, ever beckoning us to travel our own faithful journeys. So on this Christmas Eve, I invite you to recognize how Jesus' nativity story does its own work inside of you and will continue to work in you. May it set your inner life in motion. May it do so in deep and profound ways, in enduring ways, in actionable ways. May you and yours have a very blessed and Merry Christmas. Amen. Won't you pray with me? O God of mystery and light, you see who we need to be. You came in silence while all lay sleeping. You entered the world as a child of humble birth. Help us, O God, on this holy night. Learn more and more of you. Draw us into the mystery of your love. Join our voices with the heavenly host that we may sing your glory on high. Give us a place among the shepherds that we may find the one for whom we have waited. Illumine our paths with the light of Christ's presence so that we may clearly see the way before us, the truth to speak, the life to live. Help us as we in one accord adore. All this we pray in Christ's name. Amen. And now this is the very special time in our service where we join together in our service of light. Al and I will light our candles from the Christ candle, and then we will come down and light the candles of the ushers, who will then light your candles. We ask that as you pass the light along, you remain seated, and then once we begin to sing Silent Night, we will all stand. Before I share the benediction, I would like to share these few words that are my tradition, The Meaning of Christmas by Grace Noel Crow. Whatever else be lost among the years, let us keep Christmas still a shining thing. Whatever doubts assail us or what fears, let us hold fast one day, remembering its poignant meaning for the lives of all people. Let us get back our childlike faith again. And now may the love of God, the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.